Joe Biden lies in church, brings very fine people hoax to Kenosha. By Joel B. Polak on September 3, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden told a small audience at the Grace Lutheran Church in Kenosha, Wisconsin, that President Donald Trump had called neo-Nazis very fine people, repeating a false claim he has made since his campaign began. Biden, whose campaign billed his visit as an opportunity for racial healing, repeated the same script he has used over and over again, talking about white supremacists coming out of the fields and carrying torches, with their veins bulging. He added that a young woman was killed protesting against them. Her name was Heather Hare, a detail he often omits. Biden, standing before the cross, went on to say that the president, when asked about the white supremacists, said there were very fine people on both sides. But Biden misled his audience. Trump actually condemned the white supremacists. As Breitbart News noted in a fact check, President Trump repeatedly condemned the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville in August 2017, totally. Moreover, the neo-Nazis were not the only violent group in Charlottesville. The clash was not with those standing against hate peacefully, but with violent, black-clad Antifa extremists. As to very fine people, Trump had been referring to peaceful protests both for and against the removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. He completely condemned the extremists, as the timeline and transcript confirm. August 12, 2017, Trump condemned violence on many sides in Charlottesville, after neo-Nazi and Antifa clashes. August 14, 2017, Trump condemned neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups in White House statement. August 15, 2017, Trump condemned neo-Nazis totally, praised nonviolent protesters on both sides of statue debate. Biden launched his campaign with the Charlottesville hoax, and persisted in doing so, even after Breitbart News confronted him last August with the fact that he was misquoting the president. His words on that occasion, like his words on Wednesday, repeated his campaign launch speech almost verbatim, a script from which he refuses to depart. The former vice president told the congregation that Trump's words, which he misrepresented, legitimized hate. Biden's first comment on the recent violence in Kenosha was to condemn police on August 24 for the shooting of Jacob Blake Jr., 29, who fought with police during an altercation August 23 and was shot while resisting arrest, reaching into his car, where a knife was later recovered. Biden did not comment on the riots that had ensued the night before. Only after three nights of rioting did Biden condemn the riots. Initially, he declined to visit Kenosha but changed his mind after Trump's visit Tuesday. On Thursday, Biden met with Blake's family, including his father, despite Blake Sr.'s record of racist and anti-Semitic views. He told the church that the issue of racial justice was worth losing the election over and promised to go down fighting. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.